Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
We spent a considerable amount of time last week talking about this game. The Browns against the worst team in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans. And saying, you know, this could actually be a deciding game in the future of this organization. And, you know, if you don't beat the Tennessee Titans, look out. Well, the Browns didn't beat the Tennessee Titans.
I noticed that.
They looked bad. Somehow the defense gave up 31 points to the worst offense in the NFL. The Browns offense put up plenty of points, just they needed two more. And for whatever it's worth, the Browns have not yet sent out a notice as to what time Kevin Stefanski is speaking today, and we usually get that.
What?
Some.
Oh, Jeff Phelps throwing some conspiracy theory out there.
I'm stating nothing but a fact.
Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. We normally get a press release at what time for what
Dan,
the Browns' agenda
when,
is today, for today?
Yeah, about 9:15, 9:30, somewhere in there.
And here we are at 10:04, and we haven't heard anything yet? Is there a chance the internet's out? Are the ITs walking around Berea going, you know what, guys, this one's on me. This one's on me. The IT guys were all in the IT room this morning.
We'll get it fixed.
And this one's, and we'll get it fixed. That's right.
We'll get it fixed.
Yep.
I don't want to throw, I mean, I don't want to be all the IT guys in Berea yet, but I'm just curious. Well, wow.
You know, I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I also think he and his staff have not overcome a roster that needs some work.
Gentlemen, as you say that, we have gotten the Browns media schedule for the day.
What time is Kevin speaking?
He will be speaking at 1 p.m.
Okay, there you go.
Stuck in traffic. Or maybe just a glitch in the system.
Andy, a couple of things we've mentioned. The Tennessee game, you don't win that. It's going to make you think about a lot of things and could be pivotal in the future of this organization. We've also said you don't survive 3-14 followed by whatever it might be. 3-10 right now with four games to play, especially against teams that are, you know, really have something to play for. So at this point, you tell me, do you agree with this? It would be stunning to me if Kevin is in place as the head coach and this coaching staff is in place a week after the season ends. Unless the marching orders were whatever they
might have
been.
That's it. And then the other part, you know, it's what if they Mangini out here at the end of the season and do something crazy at the end of the season? I'm just throwing hypotheticals. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Jeff, I'm still sitting here stunned that the fact they put themselves in the position for the two-point conversion, and I'm even more stunned that they took Shedeur Sanders off the field for the final. I stared at the TV afterwards. I'm like, even if you didn't want to use him on the play, how do you? And it's the same feeling we used to get with Nick Chubb. I think you had the same feeling, right? Like, why would he take Nick Chubb off the field on third down? Made no sense at all. It made zero sense. I don't care. They had to blow up the computer of analytics that told him to take Shedeur Sanders off the field if it wasn't a human error. That was absolutely egregious to take him off the field yesterday.
Well,
what did they prove?
Quarterback.
And then you're trying to throw the ball? Why would you want a running back to throw the ball when you have quarterbacks?
They were supposed to pitch it.
Pitch, throw. I want those guys to get the ball and hang on to the ball.
Yeah, he was supposed to handle the football. And you had a quarterback who just took you 80 yards in 7 plays.
Jeff, of all the things that we've sat here and talked about with Kevin Stefanski and all the things, and whether Kevin, I heard you guys yesterday at the beginning of your show, well, maybe Kevin didn't make that call. No, Kevin's the head coach, and he said exactly the right thing when they went to the press conference. It's on me. That was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen this franchise do. Why would you take your quarterback off the field for the conversion? Well, I have no idea. That was dumb.
They've done it before.
Yeah, I get it.
It's worked before, but I couldn't agree more. When we started the postgame show yesterday, Tyvus and I mentioned two things. Forget analytics. Math tells you you're down by 14. You need 2 touchdowns.
Agree. I heard you say this, dude. I thought you were right.
Kick the extra point and go to live another day.
Especially if you're at home.
Yes. Go to live another day. You score again. At the very least, you can tie it with an extra point. And then if you want to go for 2 and try and get the win, go ahead. But that was bad. And why you take a hot quarterback off the field when you need a play, I do not understand.
Jeff, they could have left him on the field as a decoy. He was still on the field. They would have to cover him at that point.
Or Andy, give him the ball and let him make a play. Shedeur did a nice job yesterday. Let him finish it off.
I have no idea why they didn't let. I can't stand. Guess what? You have 3 wins. You're not the smartest guy in the room. You're not. None of you are. You're not. We've been watching this since 99. Everybody that sits there and thinks they're the smartest guy in the room, show me your work. Show it to me. How many AFC championships have we seen since 99? How many one time? You get to the next round? Come on. Just play football. Do your job, right? Isn't that what it is? Just do your job. I'm not asking you to do anything more than that. They outsmarted themselves yesterday, and it is just ridiculous that they took their starting quarterback off the field yesterday, especially when he had 364 yards and a rushing touchdown. Come on. That was just stupid.
I don't get it. Again, I think Kevin can coach. I don't think he's done a great job this year. I don't think his coaching staff has done a great job this year. And, Andy, I hate to say it. At this point, I can't imagine not having changes. And also, it feels as if, especially after yesterday, that this has run its course.
It has.
And sometimes you just make changes because it's time. And that might be what the Browns are looking at right now. I would assume, because I think he can coach. Kevin will be coaching in the NFL next year. If not next year, the year after that. And I think he'll do well. But this one just feels like it's run its course and this situation isn't good. If that's the case, however, don't you make an entire regime change?
I don't know. I hear everybody say, what did Andrew Berry do with the draft? What did he do with the draft? What did he do with the draft? When you take
this draft was good.
It was good. But when you take 3 first-round picks away from anyone, there's no way you're going to look good when it's all said and done if the guy you brought in doesn't pay off. So, again, if he wasn't the reason that they brought Deshaun in, I think he gets another year. I do. I'm just still a little perturbed over the fact they made a trade in the beginning of the season and the general manager didn't come out and talk about it. That's not on the head coach. That's not. It's on the general manager. Like, why didn't you speak after you traded Joe Flacco? I'm not going to let that go. I can't. And by the way, doesn't it feel like everything ended there too? They trade Flacco And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Kevin Stefanski's to the right, Andrew Berry's to the left. For a group of guys that were thought partners, all of them. Or maybe, you know, this is why Paul DePodesta saw the writing on the wall. He's the one that put the wall up in the first place. A lot of things going on here don't make sense. I don't know what the future is going to look like. I do think, and I know people will hate me for this, I think Kevin's going to be a good coach somewhere else. It's not here.
I think so, too.
And yesterday was the day it kind of just... I don't wish any ill will on him.
Not at all.
I don't know that I've ever said, oh, I want a guy fired. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. It really reminds me of the Eric Wedge press conference that I always talk about where, you know, they asked Mark Shapiro, hey, what kind of manager do you want? While Eric Wedge is sitting in the dais saying he was done at the end of the season. He goes, well, I want a manager like Eric Wedge. And I'm like, then why would you fire him? I get that. But this is not working for Kevin. It's not. And, you know, maybe you get a break somewhere else, but he is not, it's not working here. And it's just, I hate to say, I like Kevin. I'm not going to lie. And I just feel like after yesterday's game, I'm like, this is just not working. And he'll have success somewhere else. And I'll like him somewhere else. I'll be bummed if he beats the Browns, but I think he's going to have success somewhere else. It's just not working here.
I agree with you. And we said it. We set it up during the week. This game was pivotal, I think, for the future of the organization. If they had gone out and had won the football game 27-4, two safeties, 27-10, and done what they were supposed to do, to me, the big culprit yesterday is the defense.
Yeah, no one. Talking about that yesterday?
You gave up 31 points to a team that was averaging 14.2 points a game. Worst scoring offense in football. Worst yardage offense in football. 242 yards per game. And wasn't running the ball real well. They were 26th in rushing. And Tony Pollard looked like a Hall of Famer.
He did, didn't he?
He looked great. Busted off a couple of big runs almost untouched. I mean, if you're Jim Schwartz, you're thinking, what the hey is going on here? You know, I mean, does Jim Schwartz not know how to coordinate a defense because he got shredded by Tennessee? No, of course he does. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. But look what happened yesterday. I mean, that's just bizarre.
I can't get over he took Shador off the field for the conversion. It just doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense to me either.
None.
Does anything about what happened yesterday make sense to you, folks? And where does this go from here? 216-474-0092. Kevin will speak at 1 o'clock, and we'll hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram is going to join us at noon. Tyvis Powell, our partner on the Browns Radio Network, and at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. After the Browns losing 31-29 to the worst team in football.
Are we now not the worst team in football? If you call them the worst team in football and you lose to them, are you the worst team in football?
Do I have to say how bad they were?
One win, that's all I needed to hear.
Had lost seven straight. Had been outscored by 158 points. Biggest differential in the NFL. And lowest scoring offense in the NFL, 14.2 points a game, and they put up 31 on the Browns. And the Browns defense.
17. How long have they been in? When did they move to Tennessee? I'm trying to remember what year that was.
Late 90s, I think.
Late 90s, because I know the overall record includes this had to include the Oilers then.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were 17-17 in Cleveland, so now we're under. They have the advantage against
Missed
us.
The Oilers.
That's right, the Texans. That was catchy little tune, wasn't it?
Texans did a great job last night against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs are toast.
Houston,
by the way,
Oilers.
You want to know what analytics do to good coaches?
Get them fired?
Make them look stupid.
Yeah, it does.
Andy Reid last night went for it in a 10-10 game on a fourth down from his own 31-yard line. 10-10 game. And his defense had been playing really well in the second half. And Andy said yesterday, that's on me. I messed it up, blah, 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 blah. And then the explanation, you know, in the writing that I saw, the analytics say you're supposed to go for it in that situation. Like to know the last time analytics ever actually won a football game.
Danny, okay. Yeah, I know he said that. You'll be all right. He said something nasty about analytics.
I mean, what are we on? Year seven of this?
Yeah.
You ain't changing it, nor am I.
Yeah.
You know what I thought? I thought Nathan Zagura had a great line yesterday.
A couple good ones at the end of the game.
And he said, analytics are one thing, humanalytics are something else. And that's, to me, that's the thing. You're playing this game with human beings. You're down by 14. You score a touchdown. You kick the extra point. You're down by a touchdown and an extra point. Instead, you go for two.
Here's the other problem I have with analytics. Is the analytics working for teams that have 10 wins? Because I don't know that it's always going to work for a team that has 3 wins. Or do the analytics work for a team that has, I don't know, 2/5 of their offensive line playing? Should you assume that every player is the same? Because to me, that's what analytics says. I don't know how it can differentiate between player talent on the field, starters, experience, history. I don't know. Is there a formula for that? Has AI come up with that yet? That's the problem with analytics here. Let's just imaginary, say 75% of the time, teams that go for it on 4th and 1 from the 50 make it. 70, well, that means 25% don't, so you got a 1 in 4 shot, you're not going to do it. And then the other part is, of the 75%, how many teams are in the position on 4th down to have to go for it? And if they're a good team, they're going to make it. If they're a bad team, they're not. I mean, I don't need a computer to tell me what my team is doing at the current moment. And a computer would have told me leave Shedeur. If a computer would have said, oh no, taking Shedeur Sanders out at the end of the game and running a wildcat was a good idea on the 2-point conversion, I would have thrown the computer out the window. Why would you walk away from a hot quarterback at the end of the game? I'm like, it's real. Hopefully by noon I can let this thing go. But I'm still burning from that yesterday.
You shouldn't let that thing go.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to sit here and harp on the same story over and over. I just don't get it. I don't understand why you would walk away from that. And, Jeff, it's the same feeling I used to get with Nick Chubb. Exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm irritated, you know, the next day about it. And the other problem is you can't go to the podium every time and say it's on us. We have to do better. At some point, it is on you, and you're going to lose your job. I can see firing that off once a year. It's every game.
Greg's in Florida. Greg, what part of the fine state of Florida are you in?
Sarasota.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in.
We're crummy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Diaprio.
Feel free to talk.
Now would be the time to talk, Greg.
Yeah, so yesterday I couldn't help but feel a certain kind of way. We're analyzing Shador Sanders, right, for next year, whether we're going to draft or whatever, but I couldn't help but feel this way. We score, Shador runs in that touchdown to go down 8. And I couldn't help but feel, but you kick the extra point.
Yes, you do. Way, I think you do.
That okay. And then that way, if you score another touchdown, which he does, which is great, at that point, you that can make your decision where you can go and try to either tie it up and go in overtime, or you can try and go win the game to still analyze him. Because he's legendary, right? So now you're like, oh, you
who's
have
legendary?
Wait,
who's legendary? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just the quote. Anyways, it just gives you another chance to analyze them and like give them a chance to either win the game or kick the field goal or kick the extra point to go into overtime. And I just don't understand what this coach is doing. And then even if you lose that way, you know, it's like at least you put the ball in his hand and you gave your quarterback the opportunity to try to do something. And what they did is just unexcusable.
Greg, I'll tell you what he was doing. He was following what analytics tell you to do. It was really well explained by Andrew Siciliano and Nathan Zagura in the game. The analytics will tell you in that situation when you're down to go for 2. And I think it's stupid.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know, I watched something on Mary Kay last night, and like, I haven't wanted Stefanski for a long time now, and she said something, used some analogy that the nail's in the coffin. She used that analogy. She didn't say he's done, but she used that analogy, and I just think he is done. So,
all right. Hey, have a good day.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weather. We could use some up here.
Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weather. Okay.
I get tired after you, like, the first minute and a half of his phone, first minute, is everything you just said.
Well, it was.
Okay, well, okay. Just kind of stick with the program a little bit. That's
all right. Everybody's frustrated, Andy.
I'm frustrated.
Everybody. Larry's frustrated.
Lair.
Man, I'm focused, man. I'm happy. You know why?
You're happy.
Because we still got another day. Yeah, man, most of all.
Hey, Larry, make me happy. Take it off speakerphone, okay?
Okay. All right. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go. All right. Hold on. Just a minute.
We're good. All right. We got all the time in the world.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, we still hear you. Still not great, but that's all right. Go
I'm
ahead.
Kapaski, you know who he ought to do. I think he got a big resentment against Sanders, man, because...
Larry, stop that, man. Shador was great. He passed for 363. Yeah, Kevin put him in a position to succeed, and he did.
Though. That's the thing. We supposed to win that. We at home. We had the momentum. How can you lose? And then, most of all, we all played him, really. But most of them, we had,
no, you
we
didn't. You gave up 31 points to the worst offense in football.
Yeah, defense didn't help you yesterday.
I understand that, but guess what? Somebody got to take an L for that because Skabanski should have had a stab more better fundamental standard for that, man. How you going to block a kick and then the other receiver or other opponent went like 6 yards to second play? Come on, man. That's unexcusable. Well, Well, coach, but we got to, man, it's time to change. It's time to break the chain. Let's get, man, we got to change the whole flow, man. Get some new coaches, staffing, because some hungry, high energy people. And man, that office coordinator is terrible. And now, Judy, just be quiet and catch the ball. Hello. Have a
good
day.
His back was done after the backflip yesterday. I thought it was because he was holding
Why
his back.
Why would you do a backflip on a frozen football field?
I don't know. No, it was super soft. The field was a mess yesterday. Skafanski, that's a new one, isn't it?
Skafanski is a new one, yes.
So does that go on the Hall of...
Oh, without question. Skafanski. I think he said Kafanski to start off with, too.
Oh, so we got two and
so
one?
We got two of them.
Okay, so we got Kafanski?
Kafanski and Stakant. What was it?
Stakanski.
It's already been a day.
What are the other ones we have?
Can I have
Stepanski will always be
Stepanski
my favorite.
Stepanski is my favorite.
Stepanski will
go. Can I have a Phelpsian moment for half a second here?
All right, what is the one thing?
Not sure what that means.
We are up to two callers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's inexcusable, not unexcusable. Inexcusable.
Thank you.
Oh, red pen. He's the one that called Junior red pen. Heaven forbid
we follow the language.
And it's two people in a row. Inexcusable.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this name. You're in Cleveland. What's your
name? Ramadi, isn't it?
Ramadi?
Yes, Ramadi.
Hey, Ramadi. How are you? Are you driving, Ramadi? Hello?
On my way to work.
All right, you stay on speakerphone because I don't want you to get an accident.
Yeah,
keep going.
Be safe.
Yeah.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, man. I just want to say that it's over with, man. I mean, just not football sense, man. Just dumb football sense. Like, you ever play football? I mean, you could just look at the stuff and, like, how do you not keep the extra point? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, like, we got some talent on offense as rookies, man. I love Juckins. I love Fannin. Shador did his thing. You know what I'm saying? So how we go forward with a coach that doesn't use football sense? You know, like,
well, he's using something else, Ramadi, and that, to me, it drives me nuts. He's using analytics.
Yeah, I mean, that's not football, though. I mean, like, are we playing football?
Many teams will tell you that it is. I disagree. You kick the extra point.
Kick that point. I've watched a lot of football. I have never seen a coach down 14 go for two. I don't know.
Actually, it's happening a lot these days, and I hate it. It's happening a lot these days.
Don't be the smartest guy in the room. Just play football. Exactly. Do your job.
Exactly.
Just do your job. Kick the extra point.
Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
in honor of Dan, what is unacceptable or inacceptable or whatever?
Inexcusable.
I don't know. Now I'm confused on which one's which. Anyway,
inexcusable is a word. Unexcusable, not a word.
That's unexcusable, what you're saying.
Thank you, eighth grade English teacher.
Yes.
Listen. So what all comes back to is the defense. I mean, we can nitpick left and right all we want to about, you know, going for two, not going for two. But I think the defense was the real story. And you guys brought it up last week.
I know we had
injuries, but you guys brought it up last week. Well, how do you know if a team's giving up, or are they playing hero ball? There was a lot of hero ball yesterday on the defensive side. And I would say that there was more interest in getting I think they were playing for Miles to get sacks. And you know what Tennessee did that was, I thought it was actually brilliant. Most of the time what they would do is whoever was going to, they were putting on that side to chip Miles, that's exactly where they threw the ball, was to that guy, because he was unaccounted for. And so there was a good game plan. I think the defense was disorganized. I don't think they were disciplined yesterday. I think they were playing hero ball. I think you are seeing, at least on the defensive side of the ball, guys going for statistics versus going for wins.
Jim, they went after that game as if, at least it appeared this way to me. They went after that game like, all right, we got Tennessee here. We're going to beat these guys. And in the process, let's do some cool things, like get sacks and everything else. It just seemed like, especially at the beginning of the game, Tennessee came out so quickly and put up points. You know, 7-0 on an 8-play, 53-yard drive, 14-3 on Tony Pollard with a 65-yard run. I mean, come on, man. And it felt that way all game long. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My buddy Don sends me this. Do you and Andy ever receive mental health counseling after dealing with us mental cases? And I'm one of them. What do you do for therapy after dealing with us manic depressives? We have great fans, but we are nuts. I know. I resemble that remark. You know why? That's because Browns fans care.
They do. There's passion behind it. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, again, I always say this. Two people get mad at me, and I'll jump on my soapbox for mental health. Sometimes when you're feeling good, it's okay to have therapy then too.
Yeah, well,
When we win, it's still a Browns Therapy Monday because you're getting it off your chest. Hey, I feel good because they did this. I feel good. And we feel better about things like that. So I don't like the stigma of trying to make it like all therapy is bad. It's not. It's good.
Well, it's not.
Good.
It's no, good. Of course not.
Like, you got a sore muscle, you use heat therapy. No one ever complains about that. No one's like, oh, you're having heat therapy. No one ever says that.
You know, the one thing about yesterday
ice is your friend.
And everything, I always have to fight this thought because my head tells me this. Once your season's over and it's not going anywhere, ultimately probably behooves you to lose. And you move up in the draft a little bit. And it's not just for the first round, it's every round. You know, you move up every round and you get a little higher pick and a little better pick. But the Browns supporter in all of us is like, you lost to the Tennessee Titans, and people are mad about it. Browns are now sitting fourth in draft order. And, Andy, they've closed in on number one. Ultimately, might be best to have number one. But that means you got to lose more games. And
what are you doing with number one, Jeff?
People don't – well, there's a whole nother question. There's a whole nother question. Yesterday, I don't think anybody can argue Shedeur Sanders played a good football game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Shedeur was unbelievable because he wasn't. But he was real good, and he leaves me wanting to see more. And
I'll take 300-yard games every day of the week.
Yeah, well,
and four touchdowns?
I couldn't agree with you more. And I can't wait to see what he does against – like Chicago doesn't have the best defense coming up, but Chicago's a good football team, and they're coming off a loss to Green Bay. Then you get Buffalo. Then
yeah,
you get
I got
Pittsburgh,
a bad feeling about next week.
Then you get Pittsburgh, and then you finish up against Cincinnati. I want to see Shedeur play all those games, and I want to see what happens. And I still don't know if it's a big enough sample size to tell you that you do not need a quarterback. And I'm not even going to say next year, Andy.
2 years?
Yeah. That might be the case. You know, the whole concept that we've talked about before of this, okay, has someone looked competent at quarterback? And Shedeur has certainly looked competent, especially yesterday. And dropping in more help, wide receiver, offensive line, two offensive linemen, whatever you want to do. And letting him play next year – And taking next year to figure out if he's your quarterback. To me, that makes a lot of sense.
I'd still bring in a veteran for next year.
Without question. You know, without question.
Although, I mean, Deshaun's going to be here. Deshaun will be here. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. But I don't feel the huge need to go out right now and bring in a starting quarterback for next year. And I say it for this reason. I'm okay with going into next year, having fixed up the rest of the team, and auditioning a starting quarterback. That would be Shador, I would think.
All I know is on draft day, when they decided to draft two quarterbacks, they had to know this. If one didn't stand out and get victories early on, that this was coming. This kind of a mess was coming. It's a mess. It really is a mess.
But it's not a mess now. It's not a mess now. I mean, Dylan Gabriel's clearly not the starting quarterback here.
Okay, I get that.
So there's that.
So Sanders has upside. That's the difference right now.
Well, right now.
It's upside, right?
And again, who knows about Dylan moving forward? I was talking to Fearless Leader before the show, and I thought, and I actually told him, I said, I'd love to see more of Dylan Gabriel, just not now. And not here right now. I mean, Shador is clearly the guy.
Has Gabriel played his last down for the Browns if Shador stays healthy?
I couldn't argue with that.
One of these two, unless you're coming back next year with two sophomores then and Watson.
You know, you could just roll this thing back and not bring in any quarterbacks.
I agree.
I mean, you've got four.
What are you gonna do? Build everything but the quarterback?
Yeah, why not?
And maybe the quarterback is building in front of our eyes right now.
Maybe the quarterback is here. Again, I don't know that the three starts and then four more to come will be enough to make you think, yep, we're done there. We have our quarterback. But I think that sample size could make you think this. Fine, we're going to go with him to start the season next year, and he'll get next year. And then we'll figure it out in 2027 when more young guys are coming out of the draft, and you might have a high draft pick. You might not. Maybe, you know, you trade down in one of your picks this year, blah, 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 blah. I think you'd be really hard-pressed right now to not think Shador is your starting quarterback next year.
Right now, I think he is. I don't know how you can. Unless you think Watson's coming back. That's the only other way
right. He
wouldn't be the starting quarterback. And then they might come in. But the other part is, if you're going to have a different head coach next year, does it matter? I don't know.
Well, we don't know if we're going to have one.
You know, are you bringing in a head coach because you believe you're going to draft a quarterback? Are you bringing in a head coach because you think they can take Shador Sanders to the next level and beyond, or even Gabriel to the next level and beyond? I just think those are all things you have to contemplate on the moves between now and draft and start of next season. I hate the fact we're talking about next season already. It just drives me crazy.
Oh, except we don't have a choice. They're 3-10.
No, I know.
I mean, come on, let's be realistic, right? Which is what we're trying to be here. There's one issue with Shador that, and to me, you can completely just say, hey, rookie quarterback, and if you want to throw in, you know, didn't get the reps and blah, 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 fine. But I keep hearing from so many people about his amazing accuracy. And yesterday, that pass to Jerry Jeudy for the 60-yard touchdown, God, it was a beautiful pass. That was awesome. And he, you know, he didn't throw it like up in the air and Jeudy ran underneath it. It was, boy, I got to get this in here. It's a tight window and I got to throw a BB and I got to put it on the money. And he did. And then he followed it up with that great touch pass to Njoku. I thought that was really good. I liked it a lot. Shador's completion percentage is second worst in the National Football League right now. Brady Cook, who played one game yesterday for the Jets, is worse. Other than that, Shador has the second worst completion percentage in the NFL.
What is it? What is the
52.4. 52.4. I know you're not hot on J.J. McCarthy.
No.
He's at 56%.
All right, Shador, let's go get him. Go get him next week.
Well,
that's the one thing,
if you're looking to pick some nits here, that's the nit you're going to pick.
I think though
he's supposed to be incredibly accurate, he hasn't shown that yet.
So should balls thrown away into the stands count into your percentage?
Well, they do.
I know. Should they, though? I'm just saying.
Every quarterback does it, and they all count. So there you go.
I mean, maybe there should be a live to see another day stat, too, of the passes that are, you know, that bring his numbers down. No, I don't know that I'd agree with that. I think if you have to throw the ball away to see another down, and you know that, I mean, I don't know how you judge it, though, sometimes. I think you can judge it 90% of the time. There might be some times where it's just a bad pass, especially out of the back of the end zone. I think that's the one where you're kind of like, did he try to give, or was he just throwing it just a little too high that in case they didn't catch it, it would go out of bounds and nobody else could get it? I think that should be included, or at least they could have a side percentage. If this is baseball, they'd have one. You know that. We took his incompletion rate, but we deducted all of the passes they threw out of bounds to see another day.
Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are we doing?
Well, good.
Insert deep sigh. I guess that's the
easiest
way. Oh,
that's easy. Three, two,
explain
one.
It.
Right.
So here's the deal. You know, I'm not going to be the negative caller today. I want to talk a little positivity into the room because it's kind of frustrating, and we can all go back to the two-point conversions and scratch our heads, and I agree 100%. That was the most boneheaded thing Kevin's done all year. Doesn't really make sense, right? Just take the points and go live for another day, especially when your quarterback is having the best game of his short career thus far, right? Did he make mistakes? Of course, but what we're watching is him progress, and he's getting better. If you're watching him pre-snap, he's reading the defense, he's looking around, he's making checks. The throws yesterday, Jeff, you are absolutely correct. The throw to Judy was perfection.
That was a great pass.
He hit him stride for stride right over his right shoulder. Judy plucked it out of the air. He didn't let it get to his body. He made a great play. I hope when they got to the end zone, Shadur said, enough, let's just play football, no more drama, I got you. I hope that's what that conversation was in the end zone. What I want to see from Shadur in these last four games is to continue to progress. Don't take a bunch of sacks. Don't throw the ball, into double coverage. Make the right reads. I think they said last night that the stat was there hasn't been a Browns quarterback who's thrown for three and run for one since 1950. That's wild, right? Wild. Now, here's the deal. Fernando Mendoza, I heard you guys touch on him real quick, and now this will be my last point. Let's talk about it real quick. On Saturday, he looked great, right? He's probably going to win the Heisman. Mm-hmm. Made a back shoulder throw for a fade for a touchdown. There is nothing that he's doing that Shadur isn't doing as well. That ball to Fannin was a tough throw, too. And look what Fannin did. He went and made a play. I would love to see, more than anything, Fannin get, you know, maybe two more touchdowns and get to like 800 yards this year, because that kid is a legitimate player. And if you get Shadur another weapon and build this lineup, like I've said over and over and over again, give him next year. We have something, guys. He is who we've been looking for. We've just got to roll with him and build with him. And if that's a new coach down the road, so be it. A new GM, so be it. I'd like to keep Barry because in my mind, I'm thinking he's the one who actually wanted Shadur here. And I applaud him for making a bold decision because it's fun now. Football is fun whether we're 3-9. Doesn't matter.
Jeff,
have a good one,
Jeff, they're playing the music, but sorry. The Academy Award for audio editing in a digital documentary goes to Anthony in Maple Heights.
Oh, I was going to give it to Dan Menninger.
Oh, hey, Anthony, let me put you back on hold. I'm sorry. My mess up there. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. Coming up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.